Previously on the originals.
We can't create some sort of community, then what's the point? Kill each other and get it all over with.
If there is no peace between us, then how can you expect others to follow suit?
The city's inhabitants will not adhere to this agreement.
The guy on the bike, the bomber, owed money to the casinos. More importantly, to the humans who run them.
The ancestors told me to let you live.
Whatever it is they want, I will make sure they get it.
They want us to kill Klaus's child.
I've been hexed, and I don't know how long I have.
I'm calling to let you know the priest is dead. Your exile is suspended for the next 24 hours. You may return to the quarter to bury your friend.
He's beating charms of earth. Farewell, your springs of joy are dry. My soul now seeks another hope. A brighter world on high. I'm a long time traveling here below. I'm a long time traveling away from home. I'm a long time traveling here below to lay this body. Farewell, kind friends whose tender care has long engaged my love. Your fond embrace I now exchange for better friends above. I'm a long time traveling here below. Long time traveling away from home. I'm a long time traveling here below to lay this body down. To lay this body
is full of ghosts. Our dead are always here, hovering. When supernatural creatures die, they're doomed to spend eternity alone, watching the world go on without them. Of course, that's not the case for the ancestral witches. We linger in a different way, consecrated in the earth, replenishing its power.
What about humans?
Some find peace, some don't. I have to make an appearance at the priest's wake. You three head back to the Lycée. Take some time to think about those spirits who might still be walking alongside you.
I don't know why we're supposed to care about Kieran O'Connell.
We care because when a pillar of our community passes, Monique, you call a ceasefire and pay respects.
Or you just want to see Klaus. He's here getting cozy.
I need the Michelsons to trust me so I can get close enough.
To kill their baby?
To fulfill my obligation to our ancestors. Go home, Monique.
Earth to you.
Your face.
Miguel. Listen, I wanted to thank you.
Unless you come equipped with the means to fill this, no additional platitudes are necessary.
Okay. I'm in a crap mood because my uncle just died and people are partying like it's Mardi Gras. What's your excuse? How seriously was
that? I've been having these dreams about my dead father. No diagnosis necessary, love. I've already got this one covered. My fears of fatherhood, of scarring my child as my father scarred me, are manifesting as nightmares. It's horrifically cliche.
Truthfully, I'm just surprised to hear you acknowledge out loud that you're going to be a dad. Your baby mom has been living in the bayou for months. It's not exactly what to expect when you're expecting.
I know more about the trials of fatherhood than you might imagine, Camille.
And it worked out so well for you the first time. Why change a thing?
Well, I see you've come to return some stolen property.
On the contrary, I've decided the boy shall remain with me.
Unfortunately, he's not for sale.
Well, I do not wish to buy him. You will grant him his freedom.
And if I say no?
You seem to have misinterpreted the matter as up for debate.
Fine. Take him.
He wasn't worth a damn to me anyway.
They told me he is your father. Is it true? You know, my father hated me too. The truth is, Marcellus, family can be more than just those with whom we share blood. We can choose.
I know I haven't been around these parts lately. It's a testament to Father Kieran that we could come together and share a drink and a story or two. Kieran rolled into town on a rusty old cruiser after his daddy died 25 years ago. And damn it, that guy could party. That was, of course, before he took his vows. But even then, he was committed to the quarter. He knew that this town needed him. And we still do. To Father K.
Father.
Looks like we had the same idea. Tammy, right? I've been informed that Kieran's necklace is missing. You know, the key that he always wore? I assume you left it for me.
Excuse me?
How rude of me. I'm Francesca Correa. I took over your uncle's position as faction representative when his mental faculties were compromised.
His faculties weren't compromised. He was hexed.
Hexed by one of our enemies. Look, I'm invested in protecting the people of this city, and to do that, I need the key.
It must have fallen off. During the events that led to his untimely death, I'm so sorry.
Seems rather uncivilized. To laugh and dance around the body of a loved one.
Yes, far better to practice your process of grief, Niklaus. Denial, rage, and hoarding coffins in basements. I will warn you, Haley. Niklaus is in a spectacularly foul mood today.
Shut up.
What's the deal with these moonlight rings? Oliver's trying to set a revolution every 5 seconds. People are scared, angry, and frankly, I'm tired of stalling.
It's a day of peace, Haley. Try and enjoy it. In the meantime, with all manner of unknown enemies conspiring against our family, you'll move back in with us.
Awesome. Then we can do that thing where you lock me in the tower, I escape, there's drama, and then you two both realize that I'm very capable of looking after myself.
The rings are in progress. I will live up to my word. We will find and punish whoever launched the attack on the bayou, and you will return to the compound for your own safety. But right now, I'm going to finish this bottle, then the next, in the hopes of drowning the demon that has chosen today to haunt me. Cheers, Michael. Impeccable Freudian timing.
Elaborate. Have you dreamt of our father?
Go ahead. Got a good laugh.
I can assure you there is no piece of this that I find even remotely amusing, Niklaus. Especially considering I've been dreaming of him too.
What?
If you were also seeing him. Perhaps our elusive, unknown enemy is orchestrating a further attack.
Well then, what better way to punctuate a day of peace than by killing someone?
Disappeared from the party.
Would you care to explain why you would choose to torment us with visions of our father?
Your father? I didn't. I wouldn't.
Of course, how foolish of me. It must have been that other witch that's been parading throughout our house in scraps of lace.
I know how talented you are with your tongue, Genevieve. Might I recommend you use it to provide answers? I would so hate to tear it from your mouth.
As much as I enjoy these repeated accusations of wrongdoings, I don't know what you're talking about. But if you've both been seeing your dead father, I can try to get you answers.
Fine. Go.
Go. Yeah.
You don't trust her, and you're right not to. Only a fool would, but she certainly wants us to, doesn't she?
Let me guess, there's something of benefit for you in all of this, isn't there?
I need a witch to make those rings for the wolves. Perhaps we'll get both answers and cooperation.
I don't know if the ancestors would like us messing around in the spirit world.
It's just a simple seance. Phony witches do seances to impress tourists. They're not real.
What's that for?
It's my friend Tim's. Come on, what's the point of being a witch if we can't use our magic for stuff like this?
Le coq
Tim?
So Klaus gives you 24 hours in the quarter and you're spending it coffin sitting with me? No preparations for war, no chess pieces to move?
We're honoring Kieran.
Even us bad guys can take the night off.
Maybe you can. Not sure the humans are on their best behavior. This Francesca person cornered me earlier asking about some key.
What'd you tell her?
Doesn't matter, I don't have it.
Which you know, or you would have asked what key.
Had Josh lift it for me?
Off my uncle's sick and dying body?
I'm trying to do you a favor. Trust me, you won't be a part of any of this.
Trust you? Are you kidding me?
Kenny, this is bigger than you.
Don't patronize me, Marcel. Do you know it's bigger than me? My uncle lost his mind, beat the crap out of me, and then died. And now I have to sit by his body all night.
I'll sit with you. I'm not trying to lie to you. I'm trying to protect you.
You need to leave. Like now.
I will tell you about the key.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know any of it.
Genevieve.
I asked around. It's not just your father. The purgatory where supernatural souls are trapped is disintegrating.
What do you mean disintegrating?
She's right. More or less, it's actually imploding. I made a call to a rather reluctant Bennett witch in Mystic Falls who said the same thing. The dead are being torn away into nothingness. And they're not interested in going quietly.
So you're saying that our father, faced with permanent extinction, has decided to spend his remaining time tormenting us?
How delightful. Well, on the plus side, we'll soon be rid of his abhorrent soul forever. And what a good riddance that will be.
So am I in the clear, Elijah? Or is there a new conspiracy you two would like to threaten me over?
Nothing springs to mind at this precise moment.
Oh, gee, thanks. I have to get back to the girls. Perhaps tomorrow after the funeral, you and I could spend some time together. Alone.
I suppose we'll have to see.
Please tell me you've designed a stronger method to control the witch than playing hard to get.
Well, I've always been partial to the classics.
Ah. Haley, right? I'm guessing you're not here because you want to make a new friend.
I don't count terrorists as friends.
Wow. I've been accused of everything from grand larceny to blackmail with terrorists. That's new.
A human pulled up to our home in the bayou on a motorcycle and blew himself up.
I heard. Awful. Good night.
Word on the street is he owed $100,000 to the Palace Royale Casino. And then after he died, the debt was erased. Just like magic.
Jeff was a fixture at my roulette table. Sometimes he was up, sometimes he was down. I absolved his family of the debt he owed out of the goodness of my heart. Feel free to sniff around. My hands are clean. And I'd advise you to mind your manners. It's lucky you're still alive. You're the one the wolves all whisper about like royalty. If I was interested in hurting the wolves, you'd be my target. And when I go after someone, I don't miss. Sneak attack, not fair. I'm still pissed. Tell me about the key.
I thought you said you didn't want to know.
I'd like to say I slept on it, but I didn't sleep.
I stayed awake all night next to the body of a hexed priest, only to attend a funeral filled with vampires. So I'm thinking, you should tell me about the key.
Kieran told me that the key leads to something that can be used against the supernaturals if we get too far out of line. Kieran and I had our ups and downs, but we trusted each other. So I let it be, because I knew if he had to use whatever Pandora's box that key opens, it'd be because he didn't have a choice.
You could have just asked me for it.
Would you have just handed it over?
So what does it open?
I don't know. I turned the city upside down last night trying to find it. The church, the rectory. I even searched your family's tomb. It's hard to find a needle in a haystack when you don't even know what the needle looks like.
And you want to know if I have any ideas. That's why you're here.
I'm here because my friend died. And my other friend is grieving. You can question my intentions all day long, Cammy. I'm here for Kieran. And I'm here for you.
You look...
100 months pregnant and pissed off at the world.
I was going to say you look lovely.
Do you think I was the target of those bombings?
Of course you were the target. Were I to wage a war on the wolves, you'd be my first kill. I would string you up for all your worshippers to see.
I believe that was my brother's way of telling you he'd like you to return home with us.
Perhaps try a different approach, Snake Klaus. Fewer references to murder.
As much as I would hate to throw you over my shoulder and drag you, kicking and screaming, to the compound, we both know I will. For the sake of my child.
One bad dream, and suddenly you want to be a responsible daddy.
Let me put this in perspective. My father lived to torment me. It is not my intention to become him. This cycle of misery ends with my child.
You forgot one thing in your attempt to plead your case. She's not your child. She's ours.
Very heartfelt, Nicholas. Bloody hate funerals.
Cammy. Haley, hi. Hi. I know you don't know me. I just wanted to say that I'm sorry about your uncle. He was really good to people like me during the storm, and I really appreciated that. Thank you. You want something, don't you? I'm sorry about the timing. I was just wondering if before he died, he said anything weird about Francesca Correa. I think that she may have been involved in an attack on the bayou. If you hear anything...
Look, Haley, I'm trying, mostly failing, to stay out of all this stuff, but she's a real bitch, so yeah, if I hear anything, I'll let you know.
Thanks, and again, sorry about your uncle.
Me too.
Klaus!
Haley!
I can help.
Don't you touch her. Let her be, Elijah. She was a nurse.
There's a spell I can do. Klaus, get chamomile from the pantry. She's trembling. Your jacket, Elijah.
She's not breathing. I could hear the baby's heartbeat, but not hers.
Who are you?
I'm family.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. He was with God in the beginning. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Tammy.
Sean didn't have a funeral. Her parents wanted nothing to do with him, so the city had him buried out here with the criminals and the John Does. The great unloved. You said you checked my family's tomb, but I've been thinking. All this time I wondered why Kieran didn't have Sean interred where he belonged with the family. But then I realized, what if he saw an opportunity to hide something he didn't want anyone else to find?
Tammy, we can deal with this another time.
Bad timing is the theme of the day. I'm going to need a sledgehammer.
Come on.
She's still not breathing. It's not working.
I assume my reputation precedes me.
This is a nightmare. I'm dreaming.
On the contrary, my darling. This is very real.
Welcome to my hell. Stuck in an eternity of watching over that hideous creature my children call brother.
You're dead. How can I be here? Oh, my God.
No! No! The baby!
The baby? Ah! That kid never had a chance. And as if your bloodline isn't filth enough, you poison it by merging it with Klaus's? The deathless vermin, fancying himself a daddy.
She's not dead. I'm not dead. If I was dead, you wouldn't be trying to kill me.
I'm taking her to her real doctor.
If you move her from here, my spell will break. There won't be enough time to get her to a hospital.
Will the baby survive if delivered now? I'll rip it out of her myself.
Haley will bleed to death.
I won't lose that baby. I won't lose either of them.
I know what to do. Get my bag, the Grigri pouch. Now! You're dead, Michael. Your son already beat you.
He is not my son! He's a scourge, a walking symbol of weakness! There is no saving that atrocity festering in your womb. Klaus will destroy it one way or another. Better he dies now. And you along with it!
My daughter has an advantage Klaus ever had.
You're all right, love. You're all right.
I saw him. He tried to kill me. I saw Michael.
Proved quite resilient, little wolf. Fighters, both of you.
I guess we've had to be, especially lately. I've decided that I'm going to move back in.
Well, I'm relieved to hear it.
But no mouth-breathing bodyguards, no telling me what to do.
All I ask is that the child is kept safe.
And what about me? What happens after she's born? If you try to take her away from me, I...
Come with me. Please. I want to show you something. Haley, I would actually like you to be here. Our daughter should be raised by her parents in her family home.
You, me, Elijah, and Miracle Baby all under one roof. Sounds like a bad reality show.
You said you saw my father.
Why do you call him that? He's not your real dad.
He's done damage only a father could do. What did he say to you?
Nothing true.
Do a doctor once she's gotten some rest if you want, but she's in the clear. I'll see myself out.
Genevieve. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
You tore my sister from my family. I cannot forgive that. However, I may be inclined to show a degree more kindness if you were to help me with a slight issue.
Anything.
When the baby arrives, Haley will once again transform with the full moon. Now, I would like to create for her a gift, a ring of empowerment, something to control this curse.
What kind of spell?
A spell of my mother's. From her grimoire. I understand you have been rather eager to obtain.
Someone must have gotten to it.
Taught me this code 15 years ago. I never knew how he learned it.
You can tell me what that says.
We can. But I won't. I'm sorry.
Cammy, this is too...
dangerous. Yeah, I got it.
But if Kieran taught Sean this... my brother was meant to be brought into it all along. That makes it my responsibility now, whether I like it or not.
What the hell did you do to Haley?
I was trying to do what the ancestors asked.
That baby is part witch. The ancestors want her consecrated to the earth so her magic can fuel our community. She has to be born first, before she can die. Leave. I don't want to look at you.
That he called. Don't make me do this. She's a baby. Don't make me a monster. Please. No. No, no. I'm sorry. I'll do it. I'll do whatever you want.
Has agreed to return home to us of her own free will. When Michael is truly gone, do you think then I'll find peace?
I certainly hope so. Although it's not only our father that haunts you, Niklas. You might want to make peace with the living.
I demand to know why their freedom has not been granted. All necessary authorities have ruled in their favor.
You think I don't remember you, boy? Have they turned you into one of them yet? I thought not.
Let me heal you.
No.
You've always said we choose our family. So what am I to you, Klaus? You made me a promise when you daggered your sister. It's finally time to make a choice. Turn me now. Or let me die.
You do not know what you ask of me. Becoming like me. I would rob you of all that makes you good.
I know what you are. Who you are. This is what I want. Please.
Your furlough ends when the clock strikes.
I'm aware. Don't worry. I intend to be far away from here by then. But just because I'm across the river doesn't mean I'm out of the game.
Full moon's coming. I know you're up to something with the wolves, and I've been racking my brain trying to figure out what. And any way I do the math, it ends with me and my guys dead. Or maybe we're supposed to fall in line, pledge our allegiance to you all over again, so if we get bitten, you might deign to cure us. Is that what you're after? Because it's not going to happen.
Well, that will be your choice. Just as you chose to bring my father to town. You, who knows better than anyone the specific agony of a father's hatred. I spent decades trying to make up for what your father did. How did I fail?
Maybe the scars just ran too deep.
Good night, Marcellus.
You didn't fail me. You raised me. You taught me everything that I know. You taught me that I can't afford to be weak, not when my enemies are stronger. So whatever it is you got coming with the wolves, just know that I'm gonna fight for my guys. I'm gonna fight for my city, and I will fight until I am dead.
I would expect nothing less.
If I died and someone threw a party, I would be so pissed.
You almost did. 7 years, I can't recall a time I felt so frightened.
Elijah.
Sorry for what my son did to him.
You're Klaus's father.
And I'm the only one who can rid you of him forever. But first, my little witch, I need you.
What can I do?
You can bring me back to life.